We're talking with Butch Jones. Normally we say we're talking with University of Tennessee football coach Butch Jones, but you're back in Saugatuck, and today the focus is on your father. You mentioned it in your remarks. He might have been a little bit uncomfortable in this situation today.
Well, a very, very special day, and, you know, obviously, you know, everything is about impacting lives, and my father impacted a lot of lives. So, you know, to be able to have Jones Park become a reality and all the, you know, people behind the scenes that really made it happen was a very, so it makes it a very, very special day.
The people that he touched, not just as a police chief, but as a person as well, that almost speaks as much volumes as what we're doing here.
Well, it does. And, you know, it's all about making an impact in people's lives one way or another, whether it's, you know, serving your community, coaching, you know, making a difference in young people's lives. That's what it's all about.
We share something in common. Both of our fathers were policemen. Your father was a chief here. My dad worked Detroit. Yes, he worked 67 riots. There was concern. You never know if dad leaves that day, if he's coming back. How did you handle that situation? I know I sort of didn't really take it seriously at the time. What about you?
Well, same thing. You know, it becomes a way of life. And, you know, that's the way we were born and raised, and it was just all part of the job. But when you sit back and you internalize now and you look at it, that's why the respect of law enforcement agencies around the country and what they go through, you know, they definitely have my respect.
Butch Jones, you have made a name for yourself at Central Michigan, Cincinnati, and now at Tennessee. Yet your roots are still here in Saugatuck, still here in West Michigan. Talk about how important these roots are here to how much you have succeeded so far in your chosen profession.
Well, it's very important. And, you know, Saugatuck created the fundamental values in my life that I feel is very important, and very important to run an organization or a football family like the University of Tennessee. The work ethic instilled in a very early age of working long summer hours, you know, so the basis of who I am will never change. And that was right, came from right here in Saugatuck, and the many people that helped impact that as well.
Before we talk a little bit more about perhaps Butch Jones and football, a little bit more about your father and this particular park. It continues a tradition, and this city has changed a lot since you were here and you were growing up, since he was here and being the police chief. And this remodeling park is just part of that change.
Well, it is, and it's all positive change, and the park has farly exceeded expectations. And, you know, the beauty of it and be able to overlook the river and all that, again, everyone did a great job that was actively involved.
Now, you were going through Saugatuck at a time when the Indians and football were, you know, they were scuffling a little bit. Now it seems as, you know, and I've been very fortunate to call the games for Bill Dunn and some glory times. I know you have to focus on high schoolers all across the country, but when you see the Indians doing well as they are, you say, hey, that's my team doing okay.
No question. And, you know, I'm always looking from afar. I'm always following the scores. Coach Dunn has done a tremendous job. And, you know, just the overall culture and the standard and the expectations that he has really instilled. And, you know, very proud of our roots. You know, won a conference championship my junior year in high school. And so those things always drive. But very, very proud of, you know, where the football program is and where it's headed.
All right, one final thing, Butch Jones, as you move forward, and we'll talk a little on the personal side, you got a tough challenge in a Southeastern Conference that is considered the toughest in the country. How have you attacked the situation and attacked the challenges of a volunteer program that the expectations are as high as they are anywhere in the SEC?
Well, it is, and everyone talks about the SEC, and the best analogy is it's fourth and one every day for the national championship, no matter if it's recruiting in the community, developing your football team, but it's a great challenge. But Tennessee is a very, very special place. Reminds me a lot of Saugatuck. Our fan base is the best in the country, extremely passionate. You know, you could see that with some orange here today at the dedication. But, you know, we're going through the realities right now of building a football program, and we're going to be the youngest football team in all of college football. But it's a great challenge, and probably the best way to answer that is I'll rely on everything that my father taught me along the way, and rely on those attributes.
One other question I'll ask you, Butch. Being a quote-unquote outsider, you weren't a Vol. It's not a Johnny Major situation down in Knoxville.
Did it take for you a while to feel that you were accepted by the volunteer community, or because of what happened with Lyle Kiffin and what happened before that, they say, hey, new guy, let's give him a chance?
Well, I tell you what, that acceptance came on December 7th when I stepped to the podium as a head football coach at the University of Tennessee. Knoxville is a great, great community. We love calling that home now. The people have been outstanding. They understand what we're going through and how we're building our football family the right way. But I love the people, and I'm proud to be a Tennessee volunteer.